Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Search crews expected to return to Table Rock Lake this morning to resume looking for victims of a tour boat accident. At least 11 people are dead in the duck boat accident near Branson, Missouri yesterday. Let's bring in correspondent Ryan Burrow this morning, who's following this. Ryan, what happened?
Yeah, good morning. This is one of those duck boat rides. It works both on land as well as in water. The Stone County Sheriff saying at one point the winds got over 60 miles an hour. We know that there was a severe thunderstorm warning in the area around 6:30 last night, and they say that the boat was having problems with the wind. 11 confirmed fatalities, 7 people brought to hospital, one with serious injuries, the other said to be moderate, but another concern this morning, obviously 5 people still missing. The search will likely get underway here as the sun starts breaking.
Is there any hope that those people still missing might still be alive?
You know, they're going to search as best they can. The hope is perhaps they got off on one of these pontoon boats. There were people in the area that tried to rescue and save, and maybe it's just a numbers issue. But right now they do believe there are 5 still missing, and they do have divers in the water searching for these people. So, you know, you hope for the best, but, you know, you fear the worst for these 5.
Ryan, what was this boat doing out in that kind of weather? Were there other boats out, too?
That's a question. Yes, there were other boats out because, as we heard, there were people who were there to try to rescue and to help out pontoon boats in the area. But, yeah, we knew that the severe weather kicked up perhaps just a little too quickly. The 31 people on board, we're told that there were life preservers inside the boat. We don't know if anyone was wearing them at all. This is something that the NTSB is going to take a good hard look at. They're sending a team there. They should be in place sometime this morning, and that's when they're going to try to dive down into some of these answers.
Yeah, they have their safety officials on the scene right now. Seeing some of the video, the waves, I mean, absolutely incredible that boat was even able to make it out there. I'm sure you've seen the video from yesterday when those wind gusts picked up. You mentioned over 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, and it sounds as though the boat was taking in water even before it capsized, so probably some pretty scary scenes there, even in moments prior to the boat actually having this incident. So we'll see what the conditions were, and like I said, the investigators are supposed to brief us on this probably coming up here in the next couple hours, and maybe we'll have a little bit more insight on that.
Yeah, we understand, too, that some children may have been victims as well.
Yeah, we don't know how many children among the dead. We don't know if children are among the missing or the ones who were brought to hospitals, but definitely children on board this boat.
Do we know anything about this duck boat tour, just kind of what it does, just kind of a lake cruise it's meant to be, I'm guessing?
Yeah, you know, this happened. They've got a lot of these in kind of recreational areas, places of big vacation spots, and that's what Branson is. It's, you know, kind of cool because not only can you tool around the surface, but then you can actually go into the water and continue your tour that way. There was actually a really bad incident involving a duck boat in Hot Springs, Arkansas, back in 1999. 13 people died in that incident. We don't know if this was a similar situation. Maybe investigators can give us a little bit more information later this morning.
Yeah, you haven't heard anything about any prior incidents with the duck boats near Branson, have you?
No, we have not. And investigators to this point say that Ride the Ducks Branson, which operates this duck boat, is cooperating fully with them. They've released a statement saying that obviously this incident has deeply affected all of us. So they're heavily involved, and they're trying to get to the bottom of this as well.
Well, Ryan, we look forward to that next update. Thanks so much. Ryan Burrow joining us from outside of Branson, Missouri, where that duck boat tragedy yesterday, 11 people confirmed dead, 5 still missing, the recovery effort underway now this morning.